I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Pakistan is soon getting a $9 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. The country's almost broke. For example, in September, Pakistan spent millions of dollars more than it has in its treasury, mostly to cover the skyrocketing cost of fuel and wheat. The World's Aaron Schachter is there.
Pakistani officials have had a love-hate relationship with the IMF for decades. In fact, analysts here call it both this country's savior and its curse. Abid Qayyum Soleri is executive director of the Sustainable Development Policy Institute.
They have a one-size-fits-all recipe that you should start tightening up your belt.
Soleri says IMF belt tightening generally means dropping tariffs on foreign products and reducing government spending. That's led to slowing spending on roads, bridges, schools, even health, since that's where developing countries' governments cut their budgets. So eventually countries raise taxes, which hurts working people and rarely raises the necessary cash, which all leads to another loan. Soleri says the IMF creates a vicious circle. But others say sheer mismanagement has added to Pakistan's problems.
You know, the IMF is a bank. Banks don't come to you forcing you to take money. When you go to them, you have to accept their conditions.
Kaiser Bengali is a renowned Pakistani economist.
It's like a steroid. You want a quick fix. They give you a steroid, you come out feeling great. But you know something is wrong, and that something has to be fixed. Pakistan has been on quick fixes for almost 30 years.
Bengali says when Pakistan became independent from Britain in 1947, it built infrastructure at a fever pitch. Since the late 1970s, though, a succession of military and civilian rulers have blown money on the conflicts in Kashmir and Afghanistan, and they've let the infrastructure fall into ruin. Politician Anwar Beg with the ruling Pakistan People's Party agrees, but he says the West is to blame for Pakistan's most recent troubles. As part of its war on terror, the U.S. and others propped up former President Pervez Musharraf with billions of dollars that went only to the military, not to civil society.
We inherited an economy which was dead. Our exports have gone down. Our remittances have been hit. We need immediate help from the international community.
But the IMF serves as something of a rating agency for countries. And if a nation gets an unfavorable review, as Pakistan has, countries won't risk loaning it money. That's not to mention the fact that Pakistan has already defaulted on many loans from its friends. Others say the West should just butt out and let Pakistan find its own way. One analyst said, if we have to eat grass for a few years, we'll eat grass. But it's not just financial policy that gets in the way. There is, not surprisingly, a political element as well. Tariq Fatmi is a former Pakistani ambassador to the U.S. and now a consultant with an oil company. His company and others have been angling for a pipeline from Iran through Pakistan into India. A $7.4 billion project, but it's been shelved.
The Bush administration had made it very clear. They say, look here, you can have anything under the sun, but please don't get into bed with the Iranians.
It may sound like a reasonable demand from an American government engaged in a kind of Cold War with Iran for three decades, but Fatmi says it just adds insult to injury in Pakistan. Pakistan has had shooting wars with India. But the Bush administration has turned that country into its strategic ally, and U.S. companies have pumped billions of dollars into businesses there, like call centers and software companies. Economist Abid Qayyum Soleri says it might be in Pakistan's best interest to default on outstanding loans, in essence declare bankruptcy. It worked for Argentina, which got back on its feet within 3 years after failing to pay. But politicians probably wouldn't want to go that route. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari meets in a week with a group of countries known as the Friends of Pakistan. Some are oil-rich Arabs. Others, like the government of China, are just rich. Zardari's hoping to find some sympathetic ears at the meeting and perhaps some open wallets. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Islamabad.